O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Mark 1, verses 9 through 13. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to In the River by Chris Kilala, Joshua Silverberg, Mark Allen Schoolmeasters, and Ryan Williams. The bodies of water mentioned in the song, river, fountain, and ocean, are represented by the constant rhythmic drive of the guitar and rippling descending piano motif. The vocal chorus erupts in powerful volume and joyfully suggests the life to be found in the saving grace of Christ. The concept of the chorus, "We come alive in the river," is a beautiful picture of this week's theme of baptism.
There is a river where goodness flows. There is a fountain that drowns sorrow. There is an ocean deeper than fear. The tide is rising, rising. There is a current stirring deep inside. It's overflowing from the heart of God. The flood of heaven crashing over us. The tide is rising, rising. Bursting, bursting up from the ground. We feel it now. Bursting, bursting up from the ground. We feel it now. We come alive in the river. We come alive in the river. We come alive.
Chapter 1, verses 9 through 13. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. As soon as he came up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and the angels were serving him. In 1995, Joan Osborne released the song, One of Us. I'm not a fan of the song for a host of reasons, one of them being the fact that once the song is in my head, it is nearly impossible to get it out. Well, there's a question at the center of this song. And that question is, what if God was one of us? Well, in our text, we're confronted with the amazing reality that though God is wholly other, he is the creator and we are mere creatures, he was willing to become one of us. Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus, who existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And Jesus' baptism demonstrates just how far he was willing to go, just how much of our form he was willing to take on. See, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. It was a way of recognizing sin and declaring a need for cleansing. So why was Jesus baptized? One commentator writes, "In baptism, he shares the circumstances in which people become aware of their needs precisely in order to meet those needs." As Paul puts it in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Jesus took on our form, he took on our flesh, identified with our sin, faced trials and temptations. Notice where the Spirit drives him immediately after his baptism, into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. And though he was tempted and tried in every way that we are, he remained sinless. He maintained moral perfection. And what was the reward he received? Let's go back to Philippians 2. "When he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross." Jesus was victorious over sin, over Satan, and yet he was willing to submit himself to the punishment that our sin warrants. Our scripture for today reminds us that God was willing to become like one of us, at least in form, so that, as Athanasius put it, we might become what he is. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So take some time today to pray and thank God for identifying with our weakness, for taking on our sin, so that he might redeem and remake us. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.